tell you all a story about a mouse named Lori. Yeah, Lori was a mouse in a big brown house. She called herself the hoe with the money, money flow. But fuck that little mouse, cause I'm an albatross. I'm an albatross. Yeah, Lori said she was a mouse, smoked the cheese and like a owl, money, 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 ho.
Hi, welcome back to Vazi Guy Guy's Guide to Wellness. Okay, on a serious note, welcome. This is going to be a special segment to just denote the beginning of, I'd say, this channel, of this podcast. Yeah, because most of the time I'm talking about mental health and, yeah, mental wellness and all that. Now, there's something that we tend to overlook, like, in our quest for, I'd say, peace. I don't know if it's peace, happiness, whatever your quest is, for, like, pursuing mental health issues. Yeah, a lot of people tend to overlook physical health. That's one thing that I've come to realize, especially in our beloved country, where when someone passes away, let's say at maybe at 40 or 45, because of the highly acclaimed sugar, they start pointing fingers and say, "Awe bashukuru bari mulonga," but the whole time, the guy just had a terrible diet, never used to work out, would consume like 99 million carbs a week. So, yes, so it really, really is the little things that we do on our day-to-day that actually determine what or how healthy we shall be, like physically. Yeah, because a lot of people like to think, no, they can just, you know, engage in maybe just a little cake there, little nshima there, nshima for breakfast, lunch and supper, and then you expect to not have such complications. Yeah, so they really are just consequences of our actions, like our everyday decisions. We choose to indulge in certain things, and sometimes maybe it's beyond our control. Like, you know, you're inclined to eat a certain diet because of certain socioeconomic factors. Sorry about that. But if you have a choice, I feel like it would be wiser. I don't know who's listening, if you're middle-aged, if you're younger, if you're older. Yeah, but at whatever point, it would be wiser just to be more mindful of what you eat. Yeah, anyway, before I digress, yeah, I'll be talking a bit about nutrition too, because I'm talking about just fitness in general. Yeah, so this is going to be my first fitness podcast, because I always talk about mental fitness, so to say. But physical fitness is going to be my first one. So I hope you enjoy it. And just to start it off, I'm going to start off with something that's been a little like personal, something that I've, a journey that I've been on. Yeah, so buckle up. Yes, so as I was saying, the personal element I'd like to actually focus on is hard gainers, man. Like, typically, I don't know, for everyone that knows me and knows me, like, from a long time ago, like, I'm that skinny kid with, like the big-ass head, like, the big head. Sorry for the profanity. Yeah, but that little skinny kid with the big head, like, that's my natural state. So, growing up, it wasn't the easiest for me to gain weight. It's something that I struggled with. I'd have, like, such a large appetite, but yeah, I would eat and it would be that thing, where does the food go, guy? Like, you keep eating, but where does the food go? So yeah, I would like to call myself a hard gainer. Like, I struggle to gain weight. Yeah, so that's kind of an area that I'd like to talk about. Yeah, for people that are struggling to gain weight, and you know, you try this different technique, you try this and that, but particularly I'm going to be talking a lot about, you know, gaining mass, like clean, healthy mass. And I'm not, yeah, you put on some fat just to help you out with your mass, but like I'm going to be focusing on like muscle growth. Yeah, so this would apply to, you know, women and men, because muscle growth in women is also a good thing. You know, you've got your glutes, you've got your quads, if those things start growing, yeah. So yeah, that is going to be information that's for everyone. Just a few little tips and tricks and just some stuff that can help you get around. So, whatever your goal is as a hard gainer, maybe you want to fit that suit or that dress, or you just want to be looking hella hench in your t-shirt, whatever your goal is, I'll tell you right now, if you have a problem with eating, you're going to have to fix that problem, because it will be kind of impossible for you to try and gain mass. That's like a serious output to like grow yourself. Without serious input, I'll just tell you the truth. Like if you don't eat much, and I've found that a lot of people struggle with eating, especially the most important meal, breakfast. I cannot even begin to stress. I feel like if I could, like I would send reminders to people every day to remind them to eat breakfast. Because that literally is the meal that will determine your day. In my opinion, like from what I've come to observe. Because look at it like this. You've been asleep all night. So your body has been at rest, but your mind has been working because you're dreaming. You know, you have all these thoughts. I won't get into that. But your body is operating. It could be at a lower pace, but it's operating still. You know, you sweat, you have all these reflexes, you move, your body is operating. So it still is outputting an amount of energy with no input. So you wake up. And yeah, essentially, you know, it's been like, I don't know how long you sleep, but on average, 6 to 8 hours, you've been asleep. Your body has been using the minimal resources. I don't know how well. Yeah. But you wake up hungry as hell. And you're going to need something to, you know, to get around, to start your day. You know, if you're commuting to work, if you're going to school, you need energy. You need to get on a bus. You need to drive. You need to do what you have to do. But essentially, you have like minimal energy, and you haven't eaten. Like a lot of people would just like, I know I don't have time to eat anything. I'll be late. Yeah, but you start moving. You start your day. You start exerting energy on different things. So what happens is, your body needs the energy to operate, but it doesn't have the food that's going to use to obtain the energy from. So what starts happening is it starts burning your fat. Like the little fat that you have, if you're a hard gainer, it starts to burn your little fat. So essentially you're gonna lose mass. Like plain and simple, you're gonna lose mass if you're about that life. Eat your breakfast. I cannot stress this enough. Eat your breakfast. Yeah. Moving on to the next point. Okay, so now that we know that we're supposed to eat our breakfast, and I'm going to say this again, eat your breakfast. It doesn't have to be like a King Arthur's type of breakfast. No, it's literally just maybe like a little banana on the side, a couple of slices of bread and an egg, and you're on your way. That will do wonders for you. If you can, I would advise anyone who's listening to this to try and focus on breakfast. A lot of us like to focus on like our evening meal, like maybe our dinner or supper. But I found that that's a little bit less relevant compared to having a larger meal at breakfast. Because at night, you're basically calling it for the day. I know like we do all-nighters, but you're not necessarily like hauling like truckloads at night. No, your body is typically in a less busy state, so it uses less energy. So all that energy is just gonna make you like gain like unhealthy weight, carbs. So I'd suggest you'd maybe have a heavy breakfast so that you have like, you know, enough energy to carry out your tasks throughout the day, and your body won't have to burn the fat. Won't have to burn the fat, won't have to stress your body, won't have to stress your muscles. So eat a large breakfast. What would you eat for breakfast, you might ask? For me, basically what I like to focus on, like for breakfast, if you're into like, you know, weightlifting, I'm going to be like sharing tips mostly centered around that because I'm kind of into that. Yeah. So yeah, I try to focus on maybe having like protein. Like protein has to be there. Like whatever form of protein, I try to have like a sufficient amount. So typically maybe you try maybe making sure that you have your eggs. If you can, depending on your socioeconomic background or status, if you can, you can get maybe like some meat of some sort, maybe a little sausage on the side, some bacon, just something to give you that extra protein. And also a good substitute or something that may be in place or, I don't know, sufficient for protein intake with your meal would be soya porridge. I know it's not the most average breakfast or the typical accepted breakfast, but it's great because there's like high levels of protein. So for the one that I eat, and I would strongly advise you to get this, there's yummy soy. This is good. And soy as in soya. It's found in different outlets, actually. It's found in ShopRite, Pick and Pay. You can find it in wholesales. Yeah, it's very, 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 very much about. Yeah, so for like a kilogram of that, it's about maybe like 22 kwacha, 23 kwacha, somewhere there. Prices fluctuate, but I would advise it will change your life, especially if you're having like a hard time gaining, because it's cheap and there's like high amounts of protein. Anything like to do with soy, anything to do with beans, actually. So yeah, no pun intended. So yeah, you should really, really try to get the soya porridge. You know how when everyone is trying to lose weight, they cut out certain carbs like bread, pasta? Think about it like this. You're a hard gainer. You're trying to gain that weight. They're trying to lose that weight. You're trying to gain that weight. So I feel like the opposite would be to, exactly, you know, eat more of that stuff. So I would advise, especially for breakfast, try to throw in some carbs, man. Like, you may not be the biggest fan, or, you know, carbs have with like this bad image, you know. Everybody hates carbs. You know, there's so many carbs in my, but bro, if you're a hard gainer, know your body, you know that it's wild for you to gain weight, so you kind of need some extra carbs. That's what mostly these protein shakes have. They have like high amounts of carbs and protein. So try to incorporate like, you know, a little maybe extra slice of bread. If you don't eat bread, try and get like a couple of slices and get like a little more like pasta serving. Yeah, watch out for a certain pasta that you'd like to consume, because these pastas that are coming around, not just the food, but yeah, these pastas that are coming from these wholesales seem a bit sketchy. So just try to be a little bit wary. There's some good clean, as far clean as carbohydrates could be, that can work for you. And yeah, get some carbs, man. Like, it will really, really try to help you out. It will really help you out in your gains quest. It's just a little cheat code that I use when I'm in gaining season, like now, summer is here. Yeah, I try to incorporate some carb work. Yeah. And if you are not looking to gain that type of weight, if you're not a hard gainer, you're just an average person who's just trying to be healthy and fit, I'd suggest maybe getting some fruit to substitute your carbs if you don't want that. Let's say, for instance, in a situation where you have your eggs, your protein there, you have maybe like a little sausage somewhere there, you could get some oats. That's like a healthy alternative. Some oats or maybe some soya porridge, but I feel like it would be a little bit too much with. Maybe you could do soya porridge and eggs. Yeah. Or you could maybe throw in like a banana or two. Yeah, that will help. And just a little tip. Bananas. Underrated goat. I won't even try to get technical and start breaking down things. Bananas. Get bananas. Don't ask me why. If you're trying to gain, get gains. You're trying to do good in the gym, get bananas. Have you noticed in tennis, between certain sets, Tennis. Yeah, between certain sets they have like a little water break, and sometimes like the athletes will eat a banana. So bananas are known to have a slow release of energy. You could look it up. Yeah, so it does help you out throughout the day. If you eat like 2-3, it'll give you that extra little boost. Yeah, so get your bananas, get your potassium. I'm assuming, I think it's potassium if I remember correctly. Yeah, get your bananas. I've noticed like with like a physical experiment of myself, I love bananas like heavy, but like when it's gain season, like I eat more than the average person. Like I'd have like 4 or 5, 6 maybe in the day. So yeah, it's something that's helped me out quite a bit. So yeah, incorporate bananas in your life. Another fruit baddie, let me think. What fruit would I rate? I would say popo. People, get some popo. That's another goat. I would also say, not a fruit, a root. Ginger. Ginger is excellent like for your everyday life. I know with COVID, we started taking more ginger than usual, but like just even on a normal basis, trying to incorporate vasodilators in your diet, such as ginger, really does help. Really does help in like, you know, feeling good and overall wellness, and also helps your muscles recover, because if your veins are being, you know, dilated and not constricted, means more oxygenated blood is flowing to your muscles, and hence more muscle growth. And yeah, more nutrients flowing through that blood to your muscles. So yes, vasodilators, yay, ginger. Get some ginger. I know I'm going to sound like a troll, considering our recent political debacles with our previous government, when they recommended we eat sweet potatoes because the bread prices were too high. Yikes. Imagine that. But jokes aside, sweet potatoes are, or should be, the love of your life. Yeah, sweet potatoes are a really, really, really good source of like clean carbs, as clean as carbs can be. Yeah, so if you maybe don't want to go for the bread, the heavy stuff, you could get like some sweet potatoes. Amidst all this politicking that was going on in our country, people were actually sharing some pretty interesting sweet potato recipes. So you could always have like an interesting breakfast. You know, you try maybe, my personal favorites are like, you know, there's a certain way that I fry them, that I was taught by my girlfriend, like a very, very nice way to saute them. Yeah, it's ungujing. Yeah, so sweet potatoes are really, 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 really helpful. And I feel like this time around, because I'm trying to get back, seeing as summer is here, yeah, they really, really played an essential role in me trying to get back my gains. I mean, I'm not where I want to be, but I've seen the progress, and I've been eating a lot of sweet potatoes, like especially during the pandemic that we've been going through. So yeah, get some sweet potatoes also. Like I'd heavily advise on that. One important aspect of your everyday life that you should never forget. It shouldn't just be a trend. It shouldn't be for fun, for fashion. Drink water, guys. It's not just for clear skin. It will literally help you out in so many ways. If you're trying to lose weight, if you're trying to gain weight, drinking water. But for now, I'm going to talk about like the gaining weight aspect. If you go to the gym, I'd like you to like just have like a little experiment. Before you start working out, go on the scale, check your weight. Yeah, check how many kilograms, and work out like, if you, I don't know if you do 1 hour, 45 minutes, I don't know what your workouts are like. But after you're done working out, go back on the scale. You will notice whether you are like, you know, actually doing heavy lifting for gains, like you're a bodybuilder or whatever, you will lose approximately like a 1 kilogram. Yeah, that's because you've lost approximately like a liter of water in your body. If I'm not mistaken, that was physics in high school. I remember the conversion was like a liter to a kilogram. If I'm not mistaken, you can look that up. So you've lost a liter of water, essentially making you lose weight because that was water weight. So that's what we're going to be focusing on, water weight. Water weight is a healthy way to gain weight because it's water. And I mean, the body with a little more water would essentially be better than with a little less. Yeah, it's important to also note there is such a thing as overhydrating, but on average, I would advise that the standard is like maybe 8 250 ml glasses. That should be about 2 liters of water a day. That's like should be an average person. And I'm not talking, you know, in what in juice, in shine, you know what, no, like actual pure water. You should be, as an average adult, if you're over 18, you should be able to drink at least 2 liters of water a day. Check this out. I know it may sound absurd, but water actually also does kind of affect your mood. I know it sounds crazy, but it's stuff that I've kind of noticed with myself. Like on days that I typically start out drinking water as opposed to days where I just, you know, just vamoose and go about my day without hydrating, I find that I'm in a better mental state. And it would make sense. Like if your body is actually, you know, focused on craving water because you're depriving it of water, you won't really have the clarity in your mind as you'd want, because it's focusing on like the primal drive, which is survival. If you don't have enough water, yeah, kind of threatening your body's survival, so it's going to focus a little more attention on that. I need to drink water, as opposed to when you're hydrated, you're calm, you're well fed, your body won't have to really think about that, so you'll be in a better mental state. And typically if you're into working out, you're going to have to drink more water than the average person, or the average recommended amount, because the average person does not drink a lot of water. They will say things, no, but I drank a Fanta. Really? Yeah, man. So try to, if the recommended, the average recommendation is 2 liters, you're going to have to do at least 3 if you're trying to be like build serious mass. If you're trying to get like a serious gain situation going on. Because your muscles, I've discovered, kind of need more water in recovery. And also when you're working out, you lose a lot of water to sweating. So if you're not hydrating enough, you might lose weight. So yeah, drink more water than the average recommendation, which is 2 liters. Try to do 3 liters. If you can do more, depending on your height and weight, your body mass index, you should you should keep it like at optimum level. What I'd recommend is start your day strong if you can. I don't know what your water tolerance is. I can't believe we talk about water like it's like whiskey. You know, people should drink more water, man. Like it should be something that you shouldn't think about, because I have so many weird conversations with people where you're talking about how much water have you drunk today. Like at the end of the day, they'll tell you like I've had like a glass. And then you think this is approximately maybe a 70 kg human being, and they've only put 250 milliliters of water. Yeah, you've drank your Fanta and your body has tried to like extract the little water that it can. But on average, those bottles are like 500 mils. So like how much water is in there if you get the water from that? Yeah, so you find in a day the person has drunk obviously less than a liter. And that's kind of mad. That's where you find you have like, you know, difficulties with your skin. You have just maybe you're on edge. You don't even realize why you're on edge. You're feeling sluggish. I've noticed when I'm kind of dehydrated. Just look at the symptoms of dehydration. Yeah, I think I don't even have to get into it. Like, look at the symptoms of dehydration. And further, I'm going to go into some other topic that may be touchy-feely for a lot of people, but I'll just be straight up about it. Alcohol. Alcohol essentially dehydrates your body. So when you talk about like a hangover, that's your body in like a very severely dehydrated state. And you've seen what happens to the body. So if you're a big drinker, I'm not telling you to stop drinking, relax. I know you are thinking, nah, you can have your beverages, you can have your cocktails, you can have your beers, your ciders and all that. But try to also match the hydration with that. If like with your drinking, if you drink like, let's say, if you're a heavy drinker, a big guy, you drink 2 6-packs in a night, you're going to need to drink a lot of water to counter that severe dehydration that you feel the next day. So if you can, even before you sleep, you can, you know, that system that people have of drinking like a big amount of water. It's not banter. It's very effective. It will help with your hangover, because if you drink a lot of water, you won't wake up dehydrated. And I want to emphasize the importance of hydration for the muscles, for muscle growth, for muscle recovery. It's quintessential, because yeah, your muscles kind of need the hydration to produce the gains, my nigga. If you get me, my nigga and my woman friend. I don't know my wigger. I don't know what I could say. Yeah, man. So water is very essential. If you want to take it a step further, although I'm trying to be like supplement free for the time being, you could try this amazing supplement. Like, I would say the holy grail of supplements, and like pretty much the only supplement I've ever really, really believed in. I try to incorporate it sometimes when I'm trying to do gains, like in other seasons, but this season I haven't really got into it yet. But it's creatine. I'm sure you've heard about it. It's something. It's really, really something. So creatine, just to break it down, you can look it up though, is a naturally occurring chemical or element that's found in meats and different foodstuffs. So it's nothing that's too known. Even when you get it, you see it's a white powder. And when you dissolve it in water, you can't even tell that it's there, because it's all natural. So yes, on the topic of water weight, creatine does help you gain more mass. And why I like it is it gives you like an extra boost, like in, I'd say, energy when you're in the gym. So you could take it before working out. Yeah, that's what I'd recommend. I try to not take, like when I'm actually taking it, I try to not take too much of it, because I don't want to strain my kidneys. Because, yeah, the recommendations, you know, when you're starting out on creatine, you take it like 4 or 5 times a day. But this is my opinion, and these are my experiences, so don't hold it as gospel truth. But yeah, I typically prefer maybe just like 1 scoop before working out, or a teaspoon, and then 1 after if you're trying to get like the required result quicker. But yeah, it's a really good supplement, and what it does is it draws more water to your muscles, like during recovery. Yeah, so it really does help them grow quicker and in a more natural way. So you have like a more lean muscular mass growth than like the chubby fatty protein or whey or mass gainer protein supplements. So yeah, try and look for creatine, creatine. It's found in game, it's found pretty much anywhere where you can find supplements, to be honest. So while we're on the topic of actual gym, I'd like to give like a few tips and tricks on like, you know, gym workouts. Maybe you work out at home, but yeah, I'm going to focus on like the average like gym setting. Yeah, so let's say you want to sign up for a gym, or you've already been working out. Here are a few rules that I go by when I'm in the gym. Rule number 1, when I walk in there, I have a plan. You don't just go and say, okay, I'm gonna lift this and that, I'm going to try this one, see, no. Have a plan before you even step foot to go to the gym. No, okay, today I'm going to be working on this workout. And I'd suggest your plan should revolve around a certain muscle group or affiliated muscle group. When I say affiliated, I mean like maybe if you work on that particular muscle group, this other muscle will gain also. So yeah, focus on certain muscle groups instead of, you know, just jumping from bench to shan. You know, it's a little bit tedious on your body because you're trying to get your muscles to grow, and muscles grow through repetition of exercises, the reps. So the more, like let's say for instance, if it's chest day, you're gonna want to be more bench inclined, no pun intended. You're gonna want to be more inclined to the bench and different forms of the bench, as opposed to, you know, maybe you do like three sets of bench, then you go do maybe curls. That's kind of switching from one muscle group, which is your chest area, to like your arms. Your arms are benefiting from the bench, but when you start doing your curls, your arms will be benefiting and not really your chest. So it will kind of, so yeah, focus on muscle groups. If you go, let's say, let me give an example. For me today, I had shoulders and back, because that's like a similar workouts, and when you're working on one, you kind of are working on the other. So I was particularly focused on those two things. You can warm up with maybe curls, nothing serious. You can warm down with maybe lunges, nothing serious. But if your main workout is centered around a certain muscle group, you have more effect for those muscles. If it's your back that you're working on, you work on your lats and all that, it's going to be, yeah, you're going to get the most out of the session, as opposed to just jumping from one thing to the other. A jack of all trades and master of none. You want to kind of master one thing a day. Yeah. On the topic of muscle groups, another little cheat code. Yeah, so we previously stated how we should focus on certain muscle groups, or yeah, muscle groups. I've said muscle groups too many times. It's starting to sound weird. Yeah, so how we focus on certain muscle groups. In that, I found like a secret to making the most out of your workouts would be doing supersets. So basically what supersets are is interchanging from one workout to another and counting that as a set. Let's say, for instance, if you're doing your, let's say maybe your back, you'd do like a superset of maybe military press, a lat pullover, and a dumbbell roll, like three different workouts, but you count that as one set, and you're going to want to do three sets of that. So that's essentially doing three different workouts, you're getting three sets out of each, doing all your reps, but you do it at a quicker pace because you're doing them simultaneously. When you do one type, you do another type, that's one set, and then you repeat with one type, yeah, just like that. I found that you get the most out of your workout time like that. You don't necessarily, I always say, you don't have to spend 2 to 4 hours in the gym. What are you doing? If you have a busy schedule, which I'm assuming most of us do, 1 hour, 30 minutes in a day would be, for me, that's enough. 1 hour, 30 minutes would be me pushing it, like it's me going hard. But like if I can do 1 hour, I know I'm doing my supersets, I've got my focused muscle groups, I've got my plan, I know I'm smashing everything in an hour. So yeah, to get the most out of your workouts, you're going to want to try supersets. Before I proceed and go further, I'd like to stress the importance of one thing in the gym. First of all, if you're working like in a public gym, like maybe most of us, yeah, who can't really afford like a home gym yet, don't look at your friend when you enter, like you walk into the gym. Don't look at your friend, you know, don't look at what the next guy is lifting, how he's looking, what, you know, like you have a plan. Remember we talked about a plan. You have a plan. You know why you're there. Everyone in the gym has got different goals. Some people are trying to gain mass. Some people are trying to lose mass. Some people are there to do jokes. Some people are there to take pictures on Instagram. So don't be there to be an observer. Have your plan. Don't be intimidated by what the next guy is lifting. Have your plan. I won't emphasize this because there's always going to be a guy lifting heavier than you, or, you know, running extra kilometers than you on the treadmill, but you must have your plan. And furthermore, like the real important part is your form. What do I mean by form? When you're working out, let's say, for instance, when you're doing bench press, you know that the bench press and its variations, the incline, the flat, the decline bench, they have specific things that they target. So if you engage in a certain workout, yeah, you're targeting certain muscle groups. I'll talk about them in depth in my next podcast for the sake of time. But yeah, you have certain targets. So yes, because of these targets that you, these targeted muscle groups, you're gonna want to have like the best result. Everybody wants the best result when they're when they're doing the workouts, but in order for you to have the best result, you're gonna have to have like the, I'd say, the best execution. And that is the form. Like, how are you lifting your weights? Basically, like, you can say, okay, no, I'm doing your bench, but if you're throwing the bar around and not actually focusing on your pecs, it's kind of defeating the purpose. You're essentially just making yourself tired, and maybe like another muscle group like your shoulders is getting some kind of benefit and neglecting a bit of your chest. So you find, yeah, you're putting in a lot of effort for like a bit of output for whatever muscles are affected. So you want to have like tip-top form always. Like, always make sure you're standing correctly. If you're standing, always make sure you're hitting the muscles correctly. Like, you feel the effect of the workout on the targeted muscle. I feel like if there's ever going to be like that one tip, I'd advise everyone to just focus on your form. Don't worry about, you know, adding a little extra weight to look cool or stronger than you are. There's nothing wrong with lifting certain weights as long as you're comfortable and your muscles can be able to do a certain amount of repetitions depending on your goal. So yeah, try to really, really, really focus on your form. Make sure you're executing the workout correctly, and you're going to see optimum results. Trust me, it's something that is overlooked. It's like in photography, everyone or most people usually focus on the after effects, on, okay, now how will I edit this picture? But more time, people don't look at the actual shooting, like the actual execution that will bring the result of the picture. So the better that you shoot, the better the quality of your image, and maybe you won't need to edit as much as you would if it was shot in a very poor state. Same with working out. The better your execution of your muscles, you get the most out of the workout. You get more gains, so to say, as opposed to just throwing the weights anyhow. Focus on your form. I won't stress that enough. There's no big secret. Just know what you're doing in the gym and have a plan, go and execute accordingly, and make sure you eat according to your goals. Don't constantly cheat your way out of it. My final tip, and remember I talked about hard gainers, so this was mostly like an homage or paying homage to them. Yeah. What I would advise for my final remarks is just try to focus on compound workouts. What are compound workouts? Compound workouts are specifically targeted, like, you know, muscle group workouts, but they affect more than one muscle area. Like, let me give an example for the bench press. For the bench press, you're working on your chest, that's your focus, but the other things like your arms, if you're doing flat bench and decline, that will benefit greatly. And if you're doing incline bench, your shoulders will benefit and your chest will benefit. So those are compound workouts. Examples I would give is the bench press, obviously, that's like gym 101. Military press. Military press is the one where, how can I say this? Yeah, it's like bench press, except you're throwing it over your shoulder and you're at like a 45 degree angle, as opposed to like 180 degrees, like lying on your back. Yeah, so you're seated somewhere, your arms are extending over your head. It could be in front or behind. Yeah, I do both. I do like three sets in front of my head and like three sets behind my head, just to get the effect of both the front and the back. Military press is amazing. Yeah, another compound workout would be squats. Squats are, I can't even stress how amazing squats are. A lot of people think squats and think, no, I'm gonna get booty. No, squats are a compound workout. When you have that weight on your back, that's for the back squats. Although my personal favorite, I want to share this tip with everyone, front squats. You rest the bar on your shoulders in front. There's a certain way that I think I will maybe share a video or like a link, I don't know, to people who follow my socials, or I don't know how I can incorporate it, but look up front squats. They are amazing because they'll really help with your back. You feel the effect in your arms, you feel your quads, your glutes, your core will be strengthened. It's an amazing compound workout. So yeah, look up front squats. But squats in general are amazing. They really, really will help you build mass quicker. Also, I'd like to say lunges. Lunges also really have helped me. They're a good compound workout. But my baby, and I'd say my goat, and the greatest workout is the deadlift, because it's so painfully simple but has such an enormous effect on the body. Just simply putting the bar down in front of you, and there's a certain posture that I'd like to emphasize, with your chest out and your butt sticking out a certain way, but mostly your chest out. And then you go down for it, you bend your knees a bit so that you don't stress your back. Yeah, and then you pick it up, stand straight, you hold, you drop it down again. Simple workout, but the effects are amazing. You have your shoulder there, your back, your core, your legs. It's something that you definitely have to incorporate in your day-to-day. And just try to maybe look up other compound workouts on your own. You know the definition, you know how it could affect you. Now, the research is up to you. But compound workouts, if you're a hard gainer, you will see results quicker than focusing on isolated, you know, workouts where it focuses on one muscle. You take a longer time developing each and every one of them. That's why you find people have definition in one part, but like, yeah, not much is going on anywhere else. So yeah, compound workouts should be your best friend. So I've just discovered that I've talked for a longer amount of time than I had intended, because I always try to keep my podcast very short and to the point. But yeah, there you have it. This is just the beginning of some of the information and little tips and tricks and hacks. Today I was focusing on hard gainers, because that's something that is a little bit personal and something that I can, you know, go in depth about, because it's stuff that I've experimented with and stuff that I continue to experiment with, because I still work out. I haven't mastered it, but yeah, I've learned certain things along the way, and I figured it would help the next person. So if you'd like to hear more about fitness, I will be dropping amidst the other segments that are going on right now. So yes, thank you for listening, and I hope your journey will be lucrative. Peace.